The Federal High Court in Abuja granted the Nigerian government's request to serve summons on Pfizer to answer criminal allegations and a $6.5 billion compensation demand in a civil lawsuit over a 1996 drug trial. The case was then adjourned until October 22nd. Another suit involving Pfizer and the northern state of Kano was also postponed to allow the defendants to be served court summons. The Kano state government is seeking $2 billion in compensation. Both federal and Kano state authorities blame Pfizer for the death of 11 children after the company conducted a clinical trial of Trovan in the country. Several of the 200 children involved in the trial allegedly suffered permanent health problems. Pfizer has also been accused of conducting illegal clinical trials in a West African country. Pfizer has denied wrongdoing and insists the alleged victims were affected by meningitis, not Trovan. More than 12,000 Nigerian children are reported to have died in 6 months from the 1996 epidemic of meningitis, an infection of the nervous system that can kill in hours. Hundreds of protesters besieged the regional office of Pfizer in the northern city of Kaduna on Wednesday to protest Pfizer's alleged culpability. Journalist Sazon Ahaini watched the protest in Kaduna.
The human rights community in the north, led by this Shehu Sani and some CD members and CLO members, they converged with a crowd at the zonal office, northern zonal office of Pfizer, where they held a rally this afternoon. So Shehu Sani, who first spoke, said that they are going to initiate a campaign action against Pfizer. That if Pfizer refused to compensate those that were affected by the Trovan drug or so in Kano that led to the death of about 11 children, and while some other people were injured, that if they refuse to compensate them, that they are going to mobilize against Pfizer for Nigerians nationwide, for Nigerians to boycott using their product.
Officials of Kano State are expected to hold talks with Pfizer in the United States in November, raising the prospect of an out-of-court settlement. Gebede Castor for VOA News, Abuja.